We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So if I had to think about what news stories matter the most to me, I think it's any stories that are about people's civil rights and the potential violations that are happening sort of across the board. So just leave me
alone. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning now. 8:47 on a Monday. Three big things.
Three.
House of Representatives to vote on two immigration bills this week.
Two.
Hutchinson man's body recovered from a lake in Colorado.
One.
Man's body found in South Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning out there in traffic, well, the slow bit was definitely the road construction at Kellogg and I-235. Right now we've got a stalled out vehicle eastbound Kellogg, a little ways past that, just past Meridian. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic on KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy today, 10% chance for rain, a high around 94 degrees. And we've got about a 10% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 74. Tuesday, 30% chance for showers and storms. Tomorrow's high around 90. Now partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 10 miles per hour and 77 degrees with Steve and Ted. Super 6 Gold Tour Card. Play 18 holes of golf at each of the six areas golf courses for only $49. That's just over $8 per round. Talking about Cherry Oaks, Cottonwood Hills, Wellington, Heston, Prairie Trails, and Augusta Country Club. Purchase now. Go to WichitaPerks.com. Hey, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, of course, the Glenn Beck program.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of his guests will be Catherine Price, author of How to Break Up with Your Phone, The 30-Day Plan to Take Back Your Life.
Okay, interesting, yeah. Interesting.
Coming up at 9 o'clock with Glenn Beck here on KNSS. Steve and Ted poll question today. We are retiring the one we had for Father's Day, which was, you remember, how will you celebrate Father's Day? And at the end, an interesting end to this one, because one of the categories made a big comeback at the end. Take Dad out for a meal only got 9%. A nice card got 17%. Simple quality time together, which had been the leader, dropped to second place with 34%. And taking the top spot with 40%, fire up the grill. What a surprising turn that was.
Yeah, see, I was surprised all week long that that wasn't more popular.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a surge at the end.
Came surging in at the end, of course.
From the charcoal lobby.
Steve and Ted poll, it's right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. So we have a new question today. It is summertime, and I was at the store with Shelly yesterday trying to figure out what kind of ice cream I wanted to buy, because it's that time of the year when ice cream is really tasty for some reason, because it's warm. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? We start with Rocky Road. And frankly, I don't even know what that is, but it's supposed to be popular. Let's see what happens. Chocolate chip, Neapolitan, which is, what, three in one? Strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Those are your choices.
Remember when you went to the store and that pretty much was your choice?
Yeah.
And now you go and there are hundreds and hundreds of ice cream choices.
Yeah. All kinds of flavors.
You just go, oh, do I want chocolate or vanilla?
Go to our website, knssradio.com, and take the Steve and Ted poll question. By the way, it reminds me of the fact that my dad, who were growing up, he was a big fan of the homemade ice cream.
Well,
where you take that that little bucket, put the ice around it, and you put salt in it for some reason. I don't remember why, but and you turned a crank. You just kept turning it and turning it. And after
I did that
a while,
every summer when I was a kid.
After a while, it became ice cream. I don't know how it happened, but he loved it that way.
Oh, that's
one of the few times you would see my dad patiently do something like that.
We had homemade ice cream yesterday at our Father's Day gathering.
Homemade?
Yeah, my brother Ned brought big jug of vanilla ice cream, homemade.
Wow, how about that? Yeah, my dad was usually pretty impatient about stuff, but he would do it that.
It was tasty.
It was good. All right.
It was super tasty.
Have to put anything in it, or it's just
didn't we didn't put anything in it? We just did vanilla yesterday.
There you go. A 23-year-old Walmart shopper is accused of making fraudulent returns at more than 1,000 of the chain stores across the country. 1,000 Walmarts. Thomas Frudaker was arrested Wednesday. Officials said he made $1.3 million worth of fraudulent returns at Walmart stores.
They finally got him.
Suspicion arose when Frudaker attempted to return a computer at a Walmart in Yuma, Arizona. The store reported it appeared he had taken parts out of the machine before making the return. Yuma police caught him. And Yuma Police Department found that Frudaker had allegedly committed similar fraudulent returns at more than 1,000 Walmarts over 18 months.
After pulling this off 1,000 times, Yuma finally figured it out. Good for them.
How about that? He must have traveled all over the country.
Yeah, he's probably just going everywhere.
A whirlwind week on Wall
taking
Street.
Taking advantage of those policies. Yeah. Oh, we'll take your no questions asked.
A whirlwind week on Wall Street ended with modest losses Friday amid worries about a trade war with China. Dow closed down 85 points, S&P fell just 3 points, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 15. Energy companies dropped with oil prices. Industrial and technology companies also fell after the Trump administration announced a 25% tariff on $50 billion in imports from China. 8:52 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and we're going to take a look at changes for a local tech company. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Changes happening at Wichita State's Innovar Institute of Emerging Technologies and Market Solutions. Director of Product Development Kenton Hansen has left to take a product director position at Roll20.net. That's a company that develops software for tabletop games. Hansen says he'll work remotely from Wichita. Matt Forney has taken over as Innovar's director. China has designed and is producing an aircraft to compete with Boeing 737. That's the aircraft model that has the greatest amount of work at Wichita Spirit Aerosystems. Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China says it plans to get type certification for its single-aisle C919 passenger jet by the end of 2020. The Chinese company says it has orders for 815 aircraft from 28 customers. Meanwhile, the Trump administration moving ahead with imposing a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese products imported into the United States. President Trump says the tariffs will be placed on goods that contain industrially significant technologies, says the U.S. would move for more tariffs if China retaliates. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, happy birthday to your twin daughters. They're how old?
Thank you very much. 20, thank you.
20 what? 22?
22.
How about that? And they're both doing well?
Both doing well.
Great.
Shay's about to start master's down there at College Station.
Ooh. Right.
Sydney's teaching high school Spanish.
How about that?
Bless their hearts.
Yeah.
You
got to be proud of them. They're a couple of really smart, attractive young women. Of course, you know where they get that.
Well.
Mrs. Roy.
From Gretchen.
From Gretchen. Yeah. That's right. Gretchen's got all those good attributes. Of course, I'm not going to say all that because they get a lot of stuff from their old dad there.
You bet.
Father's Day yesterday, they were probably telling you what a great guy you are and all that, right?
Yeah, they were on their way down to San Antonio to celebrate their birthday. So.
Okay. Today is National Splurge Day. This is a feel-good holiday created for you to do something special for yourself, to indulge yourself in some luxury or pleasure. I don't know where this came from, but it's National Splurge Day. If you had a splurge on yourself today, what would you do, Bill?
Well, I don't know. Maybe get some sort of ice cream treat or something.
Oh, that's pretty modest. How about you, Ted? You had to go out and order that new Rolls Royce, Ted?
On a Monday?
Yeah, not much.
Hard to get into the splurge frame of mind on a Monday.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. 8:55, Steve and Ted. KNSS News at 9. Hutchinson Band body recovered from a lake in Colorado. That story coming up at 9 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.